W4DJW Mobile.
WKO4LAO.
Hey Jim, how are you this fine afternoon, W4DJW?
Man, I'm in the line to go get a Frosty. How about you?
To go get a what?
A Frosty from Wendy's.
Oh, that's from Wendy's. I've had a Blizzard from DQ.
Without all the nice stuff that DQ puts in there. But how's your afternoon going?
Work. It's just now getting started. And I'm going fishing up at this place called LJS. Have you heard of it? Long John Silver's. Guaranteed to catch some ice Atlantic whiting fish. I'm heading for a couple of fish and some root beers. Because I just had a craving for them. And we got the club meeting a little bit, 7 o'clock tonight. Got to get this supper thing done in an hour, so I'll be ready for the club meeting.
Well, so I sent Johnny a note and told him that I couldn't be there. I've got I enrolled in a CW class, and it meets for the next 8 weeks, and on Mondays and Thursdays, so at 7 o'clock. So I'm going to have to miss the next two meetings, unfortunately.
You gotta learn CW. It's a lot of fun, especially when you can interact with it at about 20 words a minute and keep up on send and receive, and you feel like you can become one with the machine.
Or become one with any machine, but you know, when I'm talking to guys like N0TR Tom and Rusty, you know, but I really want to learn that. I don't consider myself at least somewhat knowledgeable until I've mastered that.
But we're dedicated over a long period of time to get good at it, because it's like learning another language. It is learning another language. So learning another language takes time and practice. And the more you do it, the better you get. And the less you do it, the worse you get. It's kind of like math. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Well, look, I'll let you go. Hope you have a nice catch there at Long John Silver's, and we'll talk to you. Anything interesting comes out of the club meeting, let me know, but please send them my regrets. I want to be there, but I got to be in this class. It's the first one for the meeting.
All right, well, good luck with it. Hope it goes well, and hope you can catch on to CW pretty quick. It's very rewarding. Take care. W4DJW Mobile.
TOS Mobile.
Dean Gary, how are you?
Good, Dave. My tires are showing a little bit. Been out running the weed eater. I cut the grass the other day and didn't do all the trimming, so I went out there today and got all that done. And it'll be done for at least 2 or 3 or 4 weeks now. Don't have to worry about it.
Or going to work. Lucky you. I cut my grass on Saturday, and I took all the stuff out of the garage on Monday afternoon, late, after all the Easter egg hunts and all that stuff, and pressure washed all of the tools in the garage. You know how they get cobwebs and stuff like that growing around the wheels? That just irks me. So my tires were showing after that.
That'd be in the world. I heard you talking with Jim a minute ago. If he wants to learn CW, get a 10 or 11-year-old child and let them learn it with him. He'll pick it up quick that way or get way behind. But you were talking about the club meeting. Is that going to be on the computer or just Red Cross opening it up?
It's still, as far as I know, I'm planning on joining over I think it's Zoom is the one they use. Don't quote me on that, though, but I think it's Zoom. That's the one I plan on joining tonight. I'll be sad when they go back to meeting them. I mean, it's a good thing to meet in person as well, but I'll be sad when they do that because I don't get off work soon enough to do that. And normally, I have been leaving a little bit early, though, here lately, so I can join via the virtual meeting, and the instructions on how to do that are right on the Friars webpage, the front page, so they make it really easy.
I'll see if I can't get on there in just a little bit. I guess guess it's still starting at 7. I'm familiar with Zoom. Anthony and I do a little, or have done a little bit on Zoom before. Him being in Charlotte, it works real well that way.
It was the first time I heard people talk about Zoom a lot. That club meeting was the first time I had ever used it, and I went right into it. I didn't have to back up and go forward or anything like that. I lucked up and got it right. So their instructions are really good, and it's not very difficult either. So I think it'll be a piece of cake. I look forward to seeing you. Can't go in person, at least we can see each other on Zoom. And I'm second line for the windows, so if I show up missing, you'll know what happened to me.
I told you lying in the water, I guess, you catch those fish that you're going after. Joy decided she wanted beef stew laid out for supper tonight, but she said she didn't feel like eating that. She wanted a cheeseburger. So I'm headed to the restaurant to pick us up some supper as well.
I placed my order, but I saw the estimator go down as soon as I finished placing my order, so I lost your last couple of sentences.
Well, I just said that Joy had laid out some beef stew. We had beef stew last week, and she put some in the freezer. She took it out of the freezer and was going to have beef stew tonight, but she changed her mind. She wanted a cheeseburger. So I'm on the way to the restaurant to pick her up a cheeseburger.
Well, you know, with her cooking for you as much as she does, that's all. That's the least you can do. Pick her up a cheeseburger when she wants one. We had Five Guys cheeseburgers last night. They were pretty good. And tonight I'm going out to do some fishing. I haven't done some fishing in a long time. I get the craving fish. I don't know what the deal is, but if I go too long without eating fish, I get the craving it. I think it's the high protein. I don't know. But I used to work at Long John, so I know the whole process they use and where the fish come and how they cut them up. And it's a whole lot better than when I worked at McDonald's flipping burgers. A whole lot better for you anyway.
Well, they say that I have never worked in a, so to speak, fast food restaurant. Don't mean that I won't, but just means that I haven't yet. I've cleaned a lot of fish. No doubt. Joy and I were talking the other night. She said she was ready to get the boat out and go do some fishing. And if we catch some fish, I'll bring those home and clean them, and we'll put them in the freezer or probably eat some to start with. But we'll have to wait and see how that goes.
Eaten ever, at least for me, is when you go out and catch it yourself, especially fish, and clean it. And I don't even put batter on it or anything like that. I just put some butter in the pan and clean it and, fillet it. And, oh, man, is that good. Make myself hungry. I think it's because one of the things I learned over in Europe is that no meal is any good without an appetite. And when you get when you fish for your own and you get all the stuff ready to yourself together, by the time you get it all ready to take that first bite, you've really worked up an appetite.
GAO.
GAO is what I got on my end. My ears aren't that good, so it could be wrong, but I think Gary must have pulled up to a window. Go ahead.
K-O-4-G-A-R. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Alpha Romeo, David, and right out here in Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
They are W4DJW. Here as well. I know where Lake Wylie is. When I was in high school, about six of us used to go up to Lake Wylie to do some skiing from a ski nautique out on Lake Wylie. Not really that far from here, but it does take a little while to get there.
Peter is approximately, it's around 90 miles from me.
So you using a beam, or what kind of antenna you got? Because you're making it into it pretty good.
I just put up a 17-foot jet stream, 8.3 dBi gain antenna. It's about 90 foot up in the air, running a TYT 7800 50-watt mobile as a base station.
You got a really good antenna, and you got some really good height on that really good antenna. What are you using for your transmission line? It's got to be good, too.
125 foot of LMR 400.
Okay, we have the same transmission line and the same antenna as I have set up at home. But that explains why you're getting in so good from 90 miles away.
And I put this whole rig up was basically simplex. We have some simplex nets around here, and I like checking into those. Because there's one in Gaston County, one in Mecklenburg County, and then a couple other of us fellas, we just hang out on simplex and talk to them.
145-3-5, I think it is, 350 repeater over in Charlotte Munch.
I have like 300 and something repeaters programmed in here, and I'm basically right now I'm getting about a 100-mile radius of being able to hit repeaters.
Oh, well, that's good. W4DJW, that's really good. Well, I used to work up there all the weekdays. On the weekdays, I'd go up in the morning, come home at night. And when I got into the halfway point between, you know, crossing over the state line between Greenville, South Carolina, and Charlotte, North Carolina, I would switch over to the 3.5 or the 9.4 that they've got up there. They've got a 9.4 repeater, too. So I remember those, but I'll never talk on them anymore.
Simplex net up towards your way. Any? Talking to you. I think they might have a net tonight, so I'll probably try to check into it. But this is KO4GAR 73.
GAR, KI4DOS Mobile.
JW Mobile.
Hey, I'm at the window, KI4DOS Mobile.
I blanked out of the window, W4DJW Mobile.
4DJC.
4DJW.
You doing today? Yeah, getting a few minutes flying in today.
I did go outside at lunchtime and thought, boy, it'd be great to get in there. So took the dog and the cat out and let them do their thing. They like to wander around in New York. But I didn't get any airplanes out. I don't have anything charged up. I've been saying pretty much the wind is going to be windy at this time of the year, and I'm not going to get much flying in, so I'm not charging anything.
You know, the limited time I was outside today, I didn't notice the breeze. It was kind of breezy yesterday, the day before, if I remember correctly. But I tell you one thing, it sure is nice. It's going to be not quite as good later in the week, it doesn't look like, but maybe we'll go turn the corner and start having some nice weather.
So, and I do need to keep a few batteries charged just in case. Because it would have been nice today if I hadn't have been working. I gotta work on, instead of working on working, I gotta work on retiring.
Sometimes when you're tired, Dave, you wind up having more to do than you did before, because you find other things you're interested in, and sometimes it seems like, at least to me, it seems like it's the time to get everything in that you want to do is, you wonder how you're able to do it when you're working for a living.
APERS, beaconing systems, one for the motorcycle, one for the car, one for the house, handy talky, that kind of thing out. And couldn't remember, it's been 5 years since I had any of that stuff out. Couldn't remember how they worked, so I decided to get them all out and go back through the documentation. Because if you don't use it, you lose it. So I'm refreshing on all of that stuff. Because when you're working all the time, you don't take the time to do that kind of thing. And like you said, and if you're interested in that kind of thing and you don't take that time to do it, you lose it. So I'm trying to get back into that stuff that I like to do rather than the stuff that I have to do.
You do. After being out of things for quite a few years, when I started back a couple of years ago now, I guess. It just took, everything had changed so much, I just didn't recognize anything anymore. And the radios had gotten so much more complicated, software, and all this Raspberry Pi stuff, and the hotspots and the Aper stuff. It just went from being a couple of simple things with the people used to run the TNCs to the point now where it can be really complex.
KW, you're absolutely right. I remember when Mike and Lisa were out here, they were road warriors. They drove out all day long on the road. And we all went and got those AV maps with color GPS displays. That was about 10 of us who bought those things. They were having a good sale on them at a couple AM fests, and I think we all picked one up eventually. And we had it programmed with those Boyonix tiny track fours, and you could see other ham radio operators on your GPS screen. And it was a big screen for its day. It's not big by today's standards, but back then it was a big screen. And you could see all the other hams around you that were running APRS. It was a lot of fun. I got all that stuff out, and I didn't have a clue how to put it all back together. So I'm having to go through each component independently and then all of them together and figure out what we did and how we did that way back then. That was only about 5 or 6 years ago, W4DJW. And this is probably my last one because I am turning into the neighborhood, and it won't be a couple of streets before I'll be home and backing it into the garage.
Good afternoon. Yeah, the first real exposure I had to Apers was in 96 when I flew up to the Ham Fest, and one of the guys I was with had to set up an airplane with us, and we were being tracked, and that's my first exposure, and I just totally forgot about it until I got back into it a few years ago. Listen, have a good afternoon, good talking to you, and I hope we'll have another few good days, clear days with no wind where you can get out and buzz around a little bit. W4DJW and 4DJC.
Okay, there's a guy named Dale that, he's got a full scale airplane. He flies around here, K something, K4DR, something like that, K0DR, something like that. I can't remember exactly. But you'll see him out flying, sometimes with an airplane icon, sometimes with a car icon. I looked it up this morning. He was using the car icon. He was going 130 miles an hour. I think he was in his airplane. Anyway, he lives in that neighborhood down close to where WCRC used to be. That they've got a runway in their subdivision, divides all their houses, and everybody's got their own hangar instead of carport. Anyway, good talking to you, Jerry. Have a good one. Take care. W4DJW. Clear.
Okay, Dave. Talk to you later. Yeah, I've seen him on Apers before. I never could get him to respond for anything, but when he's in 130, hopefully he's not in a car. Talk to you later. M4DJC clear.